12-Sided Stories is for mature audiences and often deals with topics that may be difficult for some listeners. Discretion is advised. Welcome to 12-Sided Stories Replaced, our Fear Itself actual play. Remember, we are story-heavy, rules-light, and full of horror. Enjoy!
Hello, my name is Wes Otis. Welcome to Replaced, our Halloween special. I have some wonderful players with us. Let us start with B.
Hello, all. My name is Bizelda, they, them, and I am going to be playing Tangerine Peel, pronoun she, they, and I'm the restaurant owner of Patty's Poutinery. Patty's my partner. She makes the best poutines.
Hello, I am going to be playing Leona Fang, and yes, I did have to change the first letter of my name, but it's okay. And I am a car dealership manager. Goodness gracious, I don't like all my employees, but they respect me, and that's what matters.
Do you yell? What's the name
no,
of your dealership?
No, I just don't like them.
Okay.
This baby can get you away from these shitty employees faster than you can snap a finger.
Exactly. Thank you. You're hired.
Hello, I am Janine, and I, also known as Blips and Chits, and I will be playing Faith Parton, MD. I studied in college to become the world-renowned neurosurgeon that I am not today. Instead, I think that I stick with homeopathic medicines. Better for the environment.
Hey, I'm Michelle, and I'm playing Grace Chavez, a video game designer who worked on, you know, that last big video game that everybody liked. Yeah, that one. You know the one that I'm talking about. Yeah, that AAA game. The one everybody's talking about.
I know. Elder Knowles.
Elder Knowles.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
All those Knowles were the best. Yeah. You know, it's just, it came at you and you never expected it.
It came from the heart.
They were a little slower, a little grayer, but Elder Knowles really, they brought it. So
next level.
Dangerous, still real.
That's Jen.
All right. So
before we start, please consider supporting the show through Patreon or on ko-fi.com, spelled ko-fi. Now, on with the show.
We don't really have a recap because this is the first episode. We are playing Fear Itself this time. We've played Fear Itself for a couple of the Halloween specials. It is one of our favorites, so it should be fun to jump into. Just a reminder, investigation skills, you don't have to spend those. You have to spend general skills. You roll a six-sided, spend the amount of points you need to spend, and then see if you can usually beat a four. It's pretty straightforward. Your health is like your hit points. You can go to negative hit points. So if you have a health, I think you can go down to like negative 15 altogether.
Negative 5 before you're in big trouble.
Yeah, negative 5 for big trouble, but I think dead is like negative 10 or something.
Heck, okay, interesting.
Yeah, it's a little interesting. So let's start out. You are all friends. Michelle, how are you all friends?
Well, a few years back, we ended up on an adventure vacation together, and we all became just really good friends, and we said we want to do this every year. And so every year, we pick a new vacation destination to have an adventure.
And what are you most excited to see in Australia?
Seeing kangaroos in the wild, I think. That's what I'm excited about. You know, I've only seen them in zoos, so seeing them out in the wild be pretty cool.
What's the thing that scares you the most about Australia?
What?
Everything else.
All the other animal life.
That trick wants question, to the kangaroos.
Yeah, trick question, the kangaroos. No.
there was actually a video. We saw two kangaroos fighting, and one of them threw the other one through a fence. I was like, wow. Yeah, don't box a kangaroo. They are.
Yeah. They're like a 6-foot buff man.
Yeah.
In a small 5-foot body.
All right, cool. So same kind of questions for you, Saint. What are you looking forward to? What is Leona looking forward to seeing in Australia?
I think she's really excited to check out some intense hikes, checking out jungle scenery, and definitely some square wombat poops. I know that's a thing, and Leona's never seen that, and I think that's hilarious, and I'm like, really? So, definitely want to check out some wombats, but also if there's like a amazing like solitary hike we could take, and then it goes to a waterfall and you could like swim in it and stuff, that's the dream, just to bathe in nature essentially.
Right, that is the dream. Is there anything in particular that you don't want to interact with in Australia?
Yeah, Leona is aware of many poisonous flora and fauna out there. She is very, very concerned about all sorts of insects and has done no research on the plants, unfortunately. So, yeah, I just thought about, wait, is there like a mega poison oak or something in Australia? It makes sense there would be something like that. Or just like a straight up man-eating plant, you know, just with a mouth and teeth.
That would be bad.
Yeah, so she's aware of the nature is going to be fun, but it's dangerous, extremely. Also, maybe being bitten by a dingo, that would be terrible.
There's a really old reference right there.
Yes.
B, I'm going to mix the questions up just a little bit for you. So you're going to Australia, and you're all usually very physical, and you do hikes and everything else. What's your favorite physical activity to do out in the wild? Like, is it swimming? Is it cliff jumping, cliff climbing? What's your thing?
So that's a really lovely question, because I think Tangerine perhaps doesn't enjoy all the physical and athletic activity. It's not that they're not necessarily capable. It's just, it's not their favorite. Their idea of a good vacation is, of course, visiting a restaurant, trying out local food, and taking pictures of everything that they eat.
Yes, yes, you must do that.
But if I had to pick one activity, I'm trying to think. So like hiking, sweaty, hard, bugs, swimming, jellyfish, sharks, just fish poop. What else? I guess like ziplining, that seems scary. Sitting in the sun, is that an activity?
Yeah, that's an activity. We can make that an activity. So basically, Tangerine is not very outdoorsy.
No, she might complain a lot. Like, oh, well, we have to walk through that forest for how long? Okay, well, I have heels, but I also brought some pumps, but that's kind of
Excellent. I can just imagine that the thing that you're most worried about probably is all of the
breaking
activity
an
part. Breaking an ankle, yeah.
During
breaking
everything.
A nail.
Yes.
Oh, funny.
Don't worry, Tangerine. You can borrow some of my running shoes.
Oh, you run in those. I kind of just thought they protected your feet from mud or danger. I'm so sorry.
Janine, why is Faith going on this trip? What's Faith's reasoning?
I think Faith is very excited to join up with her friends again, and she's been going through a rough time back at home, her practice not really taking off in the way that she wanted to, and some relationship problems, and, you know, just everyday life things, but just excited to be around friends again and have some time away from failure.
What activities do you want to do the most?
Oh, I'm so excited for the trail running, and, you know, I'd like to go to a few zoos and maybe hug a koala or something like that.
Oh, no. You're going to get sick if you do that.
No, it's perfectly safe. You just put on gloves. It's right, it's running.
Yeah, it's all going to be fine.
Google.
So let's start off from Los Angeles. You're in Los Angeles. You've got your tickets. You're about to board onto your second flight, which will actually take you to Australia. It's a long trip. I believe it's something like, I don't know.
14 hours, 19 hours.
It's a lot.
It's definitely more than 15.
It's not for the faint of heart, definitely. It's a long trip. You're all sitting and you're having lunch, and some of you have brought people and some of you have not. We'll go around and find out who has brought someone and who has not. Let's start with Janine. We'll go the opposite way we did. Janine, did you bring someone with you?
I brought my ex-girlfriend, Peach.
Okay.
Are you ex-girlfriends right now?
Yeah. But we're still friends. You see, we came together for this art project that a friend of ours was putting together, and we realized that we still had so many things in common. And I mean, she's a fucking idiot, but I do remember what I liked about her, at the very least.
Is she English as well? Just
no. Okay.
For your own sake.
Well, no, I can kind of do English. That's fine. But I just wanted to make sure before I jumped into it and started speaking English that there's with an accent.
She's from Kentucky. How about that?
Oh, yeah.
What do you mean I'm an idiot?
I'm sorry. I didn't know you were listening in. You're fine. And I pat her on the head.
I don't appreciate. Okay, this is why we broke up, just so you know, it's this kind of interaction that we're doing right now.
Oh, I wasn't aware that, okay.
Well, no, you're being rude right now. We're in front of people.
No one would have noticed it if you hadn't brought it up.
I'm right here. You called that. Look, it doesn't matter.
That was a plane ride, huh? Wait, are we on the... No, what part are we...
We're in Los Angeles, eating like lunch before jumping on the final flight to Sydney. And you're all just having a conversation. Did Tangerine bring anyone or no?
Yeah, Tangerine brought her wife. So this is a very... what did I just finish watching? A League of Their Own, but like the newer, gayer one. And it was really good. And there are these two characters. One's kind of like that very stereotypical, like, housewife vibe, right down to the red lipstick. And then her friend is, like, this short, like, baggy pants, backwards hat kind of vibe. And this is very much, like, the you know, kind of tall and short thing that I want to do. So I think coming back with, like, a pile of napkins is Patty. And Patty just, like, dumps the napkins down. And she's like, I thought we were going to need all these napkins, but doesn't look like it. And then she kind of, like, stands awkwardly. Patty, dear, sit down. We were about to listen to the fight. It was getting really, really dramatic.
Here, darling, I'll put them in my purse. Can I take them?
And Faith, what's your ex's name?
Oh, Peach.
Like the princess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So.
Peach and Patty. Great.
Peach, Patty,
what
Tangerine.
What am I just giving shit about? Oh, my God.
What I love is Saint's delivery. Like... No, they have the same name, the same letter. Mm-hmm. You gotta love it. It's that Susant of shade. Patty sits down a little awkwardly. Why are you fighting? What's the issue? Any issues? I mean, we're here to have fun, right? We shouldn't be fighting.
Yeah, go ahead. If you want to vent more of your feelings, I mean, you know, we still have some. And, like, they shake their mostly empty fountain pop. We still have lots of time.
Yeah, we should just have fun. You know, it'll be fine. Everybody's fine. I'm having a great... I mean, yeah, we have too many napkins.
Too many napkins, dear.
I know,
I'm
sorry.
I can't put that in my pockets. My pockets already have other things.
It's all right. Somebody else will use them, I'm sure. We'll just leave.
You should have wore cargo pants today. But then we could have stuffed all of the napkins in your pockets.
Yeah, I know. I just didn't want to wear cargo pants again. I'm trying a new look. And, you know, I mean, the cargo pants, I've got, like, three, and they're all tan and tired.
Tan, beige, and sand, yes.
Well, I think you look wonderful in them, dear.
Thank you. It's, you know, I just wanted to try something different, bring some different color into my wardrobe.
Yes, that's it. Thank you. So, and then Tangerine's just gonna like swipe the napkins off the table onto the floor, whatever ones that Faith hasn't taken.
Okay.
And she's gonna lean into Leona. So, you need to update us on everything.
Yeah, well, things have been going fine at the old dealership. I honestly can't wait to get away. This is a long time coming, I have to say. I think maybe I'm nearing the end of my time there. It's pretty dull.
You can't be talking about leaving your own business.
Yeah.
Well,
are you going to sell it?
Are you going to leave it to any of those idiots that work for you?
No, as a manager, I've got some leeway in finding someone to replace me. So it's, you know, I've just been spending a lot of time in the office. I'm thinking, this is not what life is for. These stupid gray walls, the frickin' cardboard cubicle separations in the other room. That's worse than mine. I have a good room. I have a glass door, of course. I've never invited you there for this purpose. It's dull and it's dreary, okay? You don't need to come to my work.
I'm stuck on the fact that you don't own this business? We all
know. No, I've been a manager this whole time, indeed, but it's okay. I know that you own your business, Tangi, and that is admirable.
Co-owner?
Are we fighting already?
No, not fighting at all. Just, you know, stating the facts here.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that great for you? That's fantastic. And I have never not been a manager at this place, so...
I got you flowers that said congratulations on your business, and you never thought to...
It is a... I work out of business, which is very good. You know, this is the thing about listening that I think many different people have different levels of, and it's okay that we don't have the same levels.
There are many napkins on the ground right now.
Yeah,
oh my goodness.
Love you, gal. Let's pick up this trash so that someone doesn't yell at us again. Super cool.
Wow. Let's go to Grace real quick.
Time to know our last friend.
Grace is just like sitting there looking at everybody and just slowly eating her fries. Like, oh God, what have I got myself into?
Did you bring anybody with you, Grace?
I did. I brought my sister Bella. And Bella is a lot more outdoorsy than I am, even though I am a little, you know, I like to hike and whatever, but she's like, give her a buck knife and she'll survive for like 3 weeks in the woods. You know, I'm a little more computer nerdy and whatnot. So we balance each other out, but we get along very well.
Where do you work? Do you work in up in Seattle or do you work down here?
I'm going to say probably Seattle. Yeah.
Okay, cool. So you all are having this conversation and you might be a little tired. You've already, each of you has landed in LA, Seattle. Okay. So all of you have come from some distance, some of you closer than others. So you might be a little on edge and you pick up the napkins that were strewn about. Everyone kind of eats their food in a little bit of awkward silence. You know, you'll all be fine. You'll sleep on the plane for a lot of it because it's 85 hours to get there.
And I say, ooh, I almost forgot. And I reach into my bag and I say, I got cushioned eye masks for everybody.
Thank you.
Oh, my word. Can I have the pink one?
I got that one with you in mind, Tangi.
Yes!
Do you have any with herbal infusions in the cloth? I have a bit of a puffy eye problem, and I've been using chilled pieces of turmeric underneath my eyes for it.
Well, I have this one that has a little pocket where you can put whatever herbs you want in there.
Wow, you really do think of everything. Thanks.
I'll just have what is left.
Well, I got you the one with the extra cushioning around the eyes because I know you said you had a thing about some things touching your eyelashes. So it got the extra cushioning so that it sits off of your eyelashes.
You're too kind.
And Patty kind of goes, oh, that's really nice of you. It's great. I feel like we're going to have a lot of fun with this. We're going to, you know, be in Sydney tomorrow, and then we're going to be going into the interior a couple of days after that. And I just, you know, I think it's going to be just a lot of fun.
Patty, are you saying that you want to wear my eye mask?
No, I'm saying that it was very thoughtful of your friend to bring eye masks for everyone. That was a very thoughtful thing.
And then you kept saying more words that I stopped listening to. It's okay, dear. You can wear this.
No, sweetie. She got one for everyone. I have my own already. It's okay. You keep the pink one.
That beige one. Oh, that. I kind of thought that was just a rag.
The great thing about the beige one is it actually has little pockets on the side here where I can put stuff.
You know what? That's fantastic. We can put like toonies and loonies in there.
It's a cargo eye mask.
I thought the purpose was to get rid of the bags around your eyes.
Well, these are different kind of bags. So you all finish up your food and you get on this really long ass flight. It really tells a lot about a person what they do on a 15-hour flight. I imagine Patty is probably going to try to sleep as much as possible, would be my guess. And I would think that maybe Peach would be either watching something on an iPad or something along that line.
I think she's knitting a something.
Knitting a something. There's an Afghan that needs to be finished. What do you do usually on long trips, Faith?
So I start with this herbal tea that I make for myself to lower anxiety, just to make sure that I am able to rest for a longer amount of the flight. And then I take two little squares of this little mommy's little helper, and then I sleep for the rest of the flight.
That's a great way to go. Knock yourself out.
You know, these great minds need more rest.
Speaking of great minds, Tangerine, what do you do? What do you do on these long-ass flights?
So, you know, like the great mind that she is, I think simultaneously on like the DSLR camera that they brought and like her iPhone, she's just like going over the food pictures that she took over the last 24 hours and like compiling like compilations of like all of the ones by their best colors, by like food ratings. And like, it's just an unreasonable and unnecessary amount of like food picture categorization.
Are you like really big on Instagram food, like a foodie Instagram person?
Tangerine runs 5 accounts, not including Patty's Poutinerie.
Patty's Poutine. That's like next level pun. That's magical pun level. What about you, Leona? What are you doing during long flights?
I think at the first half, I am making sure everything is running properly at the office, just to make sure that the new interns I hired aren't being wasted completely and whatnot. Just like, make them copy stuff. Come on now. And once that's done and over with, probably try to watch, like, if there are any in-flight, like, if I can choose from a probably limited selection, I'm going to look for, like, the documentary. And I'll try to, like, watch that and maybe try to fall asleep. And if I can't fall asleep, I will drink a little bit.
Okay. That makes complete sense. Yes, they do have limited stuff, but most of the documentaries are from, like, 97, 98, older, you know, obviously a lot cheaper to have on. And then they have older movies as well. Great rom-coms from the early 2000s that just really haven't aged well.
Before she conks out, I think that Faith like shakes the pill bottle. Any takers? And also like the pill bottle in one hand and in the box of tea in the other hand, which is really just, you know, some stuff.
What?
Oh, I'm a doctor.
Lordy, oh Lou.
It's I'm prescription.
It's prescription.
I'm suspicious because it's not my prescription. So I'm
it's like, not hers either. So.
Hey, hey.
It's prescription, not necessarily mine.
But does Grace go for it?
Yeah, Grace, what are you doing?
Well, Grace digs into her con level tactical backpack. Okay, which has pockets for everything, including some of the napkins that Patty had brought. I had a pocket for some of those. I have snacks galore. I have, you know, all sorts of stuff. I'm probably watching an in-flight movie, but I'm kind of leaning over to everybody. Are you okay? You hungry? You hungry? Do you want a snack? I've got snacks.
Oh, yeah. Granola bar?
Yeah, and I give her a granola bar.
Makes so much noise opening it.
Bella leans over. Why did you bring so much stuff with you?
Well, you know me. I like to make sure everybody's comfortable and taken care of. And, you know, it's just, I know you like to go bare bones, but I just wanted to make sure, you know, I like taking care of people.
Uh-huh. Do you have a Snickers in there?
Of course I have your Snickers. I dig in and I give her Snickers.
God, I don't want it now. Okay, fine. Leave your Snickers. I'll just take it around him. All right. So.
I'm sorry. Who's the older sibling between the two of you?
I think Bella.
No. I'm the older sibling.
Okay.
Bella's younger, but she's more surly.
More surly, yeah.
Yeah. I'm kind of like, I had to take care of Bella growing up, so I kind of take care of everybody.
That was mm-hmm. the vibe. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
What kind of job does Bella have to, like, you're a geek. Is she like a lawyer or something just completely opposite?
Yeah, let's say Bella's a lawyer, you know, and probably something with contract law. But she loves, her alter ego is the...
Adventurer,
yeah.
Because her job is definitely the grayest of grays on the color wheel of work. All right. As you're flying over this... long, long stretch of just nothing but sun and then blue below you. The flight goes pretty well, but it's boring. It's just you sleep as much as you can, and then you get up and you're adjusting your watches so that you can kind of try to acclimate to some kind of... because you're going to be in Australia for 2 weeks because you have several different spots you want to go. There was talk about going to New Zealand as well, but because you're already out there. And so hopping over to New Zealand might be something you do after you get done at Ayers Rock. Now, just real quick, little background on some of this. Ayers Rock is the large sandstone rock that's kind of in the middle of the country. It looks like it's very rounded off because of the erosion from the rain and everything else. It is an Aboriginal sacred site. The Aboriginal people actually took over the national park that the rock is part of. And you're no longer allowed to climb the rock because that's disrespectful because of the sacred nature of the site. But there are several trails and other things to do, as well as a large, you know, a museum. They actually built a small town so that there weren't any more hotels or whatever next to, because there used to be hotels right up next to the rock. And they got rid of all those. They bought out all the owners and they bulldozed them. And then they put up a city that was... You can see the rock from the city, but it's still far enough away that the nature of the area has been kept well. This is going to be your last stop. You're going to go there, and then you're going to decide whether or not you're going to fly back and hit New Zealand before you head back. So, as I said, the flight goes as well as a 15 to 19 hour flight will ever go. You get off, you're all exhausted. You're in Sydney. It's a beautiful city. And the next day, you kind of spend the day looking at different sites inside the city, which I think is probably going to be the best thing in Tangerine's mind. It's like, wow, this is like awesome city stuff. You spend about a week up and down the coast, East Coast, doing lots of different things. Some of you say no to the zip lining. Some of you say no to the major hikes.
We definitely fit in time to go to Bondi. I'm like, oh, yes, look, the birthplace of the string bikini. And I like...
A very important historical place.
Yeah, have a Foster's.
I've seen you play Knifey Spoony before.
Oh, no.
And you have a great time. You take tons of pictures, lots of pictures of food. And after you acclimate to local time, it's a little bit easier. Now, you're taking a small airplane, like a Cessna or maybe a little bit bigger, out to your next destination.
We all get to wear those like little, those headphones so we can communicate. Yeah.
Yeah. Little headsets. Yeah. So you're all on this plane and you're flying across miles and miles of desert, looking over pictures of hugging chlamydia infected koalas and pictures of kangaroos and, you know, all of that, and wombats and square poo. And I'm going to say probably 9 or 10 in the morning as you're flying, because it takes a while to fly into the interior. And you see this huge wall of dust and a large storm. And the pilot says,
that's weird. We weren't supposed to have any bad weather out here. This doesn't make any sense.
And you're looking at this big wall, and there's these streaks of lightning all around. And it seems like it's really far away. But then all of a sudden, it's right on top of you. And you fly into it. And the instruments start to go nuts. There's just all this sand. He's like,
everybody hold on.
My God, man, can you fly this thing?
Oh, my God, look at your life.
Let him concentrate. Let him concentrate.
I reach out and grab Peach by the arm. I'm like,
stick with me.
I didn't know I was going to die with you. I don't know if I want to die with you.
Obviously.
I don't want to die.
Everyone's like, you know, freaking out.
Yeah, I threw up.
You threw up. Patty just has her hand on Tangerine's leg and is just counting.
Thank you.
Just counting, just like
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3.
That's all she's doing.
Thinking about all the podcasts we have on.
Just breathe, everybody breathe.
And the plane is just jittering really hard, and all these streaks of lightning are happening everywhere.
I throw my arm across my sister's seat like the seatbelt.
Oh, yeah.
So your pilot actually rolled really well. And it's the plane is shaking, all of this dust and lightning and wind is going on. You realize that he is falling with style. There is no way that this plane is not going down, okay? But as he starts to get close to the center of the storm, he is able to make sure that the plane is in a position that will allow him to at least crash land with some success. And suddenly, as all of this stuff, there's an alarm going off, there's all of this different rattling, and you break through this wall of strange lightning and dirt and dust storm behind you to clear skies as the plane goes nose first down towards the ground, and he's pulling back as much as he can and basically brings it up to a level, but it's still going down. He's like, hold on. And then you all hit the dirt, and all of this dust and debris flies into the cockpit. The windows break. I want everybody to give me, this will be the first roll of the day. Let's go with just a straight up health roll. So this is going to see whether or not you're able to stay conscious or if you're knocked out by the hit. Okay. I'm going to roll for Peaches and Bella and not for Peach, Bella. I see Peaches.
What are we rolling? I'm sorry.
A D6, and then you can add, so your health, like, for yours is 8.
Yeah.
And you
I'm
can say
add 2 points.
2 points, okay. And you're trying to beat a 4.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm going to add 1 point.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm adding 1 point.
All right, so roll your 6-sided and see if you beat that 4, and I'll roll for the others.
I'm going to add 2 points. I'm not risking that.
I just made it to 4.
I just got a 4, too.
God. I got a 6 because safety first.
Nice. Okay. I got a 5.
Okay, Patty's fine. Bella is fine. Let's see if Peach is doing. Peach is knocked out, so you hit really hard. Now, it's not like with huge sand dunes and all of that. There's dirt and a little bit of sand and a lot of smaller little trees throughout. Red clay dirt, pretty much, is all around. And your pilot doesn't seem to be moving.
Crap.
Oh, Chap, are you okay? I'd like to use my medicine to check pulse.
Sure, you don't have to make a roll for that. So you check his pulse, and it is very, very faint. And you look around, and you see that when you hit, he took the brunt of it. He was trying to keep the plane level, but went in a little bit nose first. His leg is broken, and there might be internal bleeding. You're not sure.
We've got to get this man to a doctor, like someone that's got more supplies.
But you're a doctor.
Yes, but
can you fix him?
I look around the wreckage to see if I can find like a first aid kit.
Yeah, there's a first aid kit and that kind of stuff. For every point of medic you spend, you give 2 points of health back to the person that you're helping.
I will spend a point of medic.
All right. So you stabilize him.
Yeah, attempting to splint the leg and make sure that when he does wake up, he's not in excruciating pain.
Okay.
While Faith has been doing that, I have been looking to see if there is some sort of, like, well, if anyone has a surviving phone or if there was a sat phone or radio in the front.
There is a sat phone, and you get on it, and there's this weird interference going on. And when you look out to where the storm was, because you clearly remember hitting this big thing, it actually looks like this huge wall that goes on for a very long time with these streaks of like purple lightning going through it. And it's very bizarre. Usually sat phones can be picked up anywhere. But for some reason, this particular one, now if you can take it with you because it's in one of those little box things. Maybe if you get a little further away from this wall that you just ran into, it might work a little better.
Yeah, I'll definitely take it.
Okay. Wait, is there an actual wall?
Well, it's a storm wall.
Yeah.
So it's like that kind of situation.
I was like, wait a minute. Did a freaking sandstone wall just pop up out of the middle of this storm?
Yeah, no, it's not that kind of wall. All right. So you splint his leg. He's awake, but groggy, because you have to give him some kind of medicine.
Oh, I pull something out of my back pocket and give him smelling salts to kind of try and revitalize him fully.
Okay. And he's like, from what I think, we're about, I want to say, 10, 15 miles from the resort.
In which direction?
Oh, we were close at least. He goes, I believe we just need to keep going west from where we're at, and we should run into it. But we're going to want to get going sooner rather than later.
Are there emergency supplies on this, like water, rations?
Yeah, there's food and stuff, just in case there's an accident. I've never seen a storm like that before. Never ran into a wall of sand and lightning before.
Yeah, it's pretty horrifying.
Yeah, I'd say so.
I was about to ask. Yeah, if you had seen something like that before. I know the weather down here is particularly crazy, but okay. Can you travel with us? How do you feel if we can maybe hoist you with us?
He'd move a lot faster without me, to be honest. If you leave enough water with me and then send back an emergency vehicle or something, I think that might be the best thing to do.
Do you feel safe if we do that?
I feel like, I don't know if safe has anything to do with it at this point. It's safer for me in the shade, and you all will move faster without me, and a car can come out and get me. I mean, it's only 15 miles to a car, to a Jeep or something. That's a, you know, 20-minute drive. It'll take you all probably a few hours to get there. With me, it might take you even longer. So that's just my opinion.
You're right. Stiff up the lip and all that, and we'll be back as soon as we can with help.
Okay, great. That's thank you. I appreciate it. So you take some stuff, water and whatever, and he shows Bella and definitely probably Faith on their compass where exactly they're supposed to go. Maybe not so much Tangerine.
Tangerine's been taking selfies the whole time. Their phone cracked in the crash, but like it's still, there's no signal, but like it's still picture functioning.
Right, exactly. So you start heading out into, you know, probably your biggest hike ever. And you know that time is not on your side, because even though this guy might be bleeding internally, it's hard for Faith to know. And I think that this is actually a really good place for us to stop this particular episode. And I appreciate it. I hope you all are having fun with these characters. I like them all. They're a lot of fun. Let's find out where we can find everybody. Let's start with Saint.
Hello, I have been playing Leona for ya this time around, and you can find me on Twitter if you'd like to chat or say hello. That is at Saint Spider TV, and I'll spell that out. That's SaintSpiderTV. I'll see you there.
Hey, I'm Michelle, and you can find me on Twitter at Michulhu. That's MICHULHU. You can also find my music and Wes's amazing sound effects if you subscribe to the Plate Mail Games catalog through BattleBards.
Hi, I'm Janine, also known as Blips and Chits on the internet, and you can find me and all of the information about my stuff over there on Twitter.
Hey, y'all, your non-binary busy bee here. You can find me on Twitter is at @B_Zelda. I am the community manager for Alchemy RPG, which is a virtual tabletop that really emphasizes and enhances your thematic theater of the mind tabletop games.
And I am Wes Otis. You can find me at Plate Mail Games on Twitter. You can find the show at 12 Sided Stories, the number 12, and then Sided Stories on both Instagram and on Twitter. Do Twitter, Instagram. I barely do anything over there. I'm really bad at that. I'm really sorry. You can also watch us on Twitch. We have a show usually on Tuesdays or Mondays. Just go to Twitter. It will tell you when the next show is. We have a lot of fun over there as well. You can also find us on our website, which is 12sidedstories, all spelled out, all one word, .com. And there you'll find all our links as well. If you want to help out the stream /podcast/stream, you can find us on Ko-fi and you can, you know, become a supporter there. Or you can give us a shout out or a 5-star review on your favorite platforms. We always enjoy that. And we also have a Discord. So it's great to see people come into the community, hang out with us, talk with us about the games you want us to, you know, play. And yeah, so come by and say hello. Thank you again to all the players. Thank you to all the listeners, and especially to all our Ko-fi and Patreon supporters. We appreciate it. And we will see you next week for part 2 of Replaced.
Bye.